From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A California lawmaker faces a recall election tomorrow that could strip Democrats of their supermajority in the state legislature. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler says Republicans hope to oust Democratic State Senator Josh Newman, who represents parts of Orange, Los Angeles, and San Bernardino counties.
Newman narrowly won this district, previously held by a Republican, in an upset 2 years ago, handing Democrats a two-thirds supermajority in the California Senate. So when he voted for last year's transportation funding deal, which raised fuel taxes and vehicle fees, conservatives sensed an opportunity to reclaim his seat. Unlike the presidential year in which Newman was elected, his recall is being held in the primary of a midterm year, when Republicans are typically more likely to turn out than Democrats. The recall would have been held months earlier in a special election with even lower turnout that would have favored Republicans even more. But legislative Democrats and Governor Jerry Brown passed a law last year that artificially lengthened the timetable for recall elections. The most likely Republican to replace Newman, if he's recalled, is the candidate he defeated in 2016, former Assemblywoman Ling Ling Chen. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, no ballot measure currently in front of California voters has a stranger story than Proposition 70. It would amend the state constitution to change one vote in the legislature next decade. Capital Public Radio's Ben Branford explains.
Proposition 70 is the unique result of a deal between Governor Jerry Brown, Democratic lawmakers, and former Assembly Republican leader Chad Mays when they struck a compromise last year to extend the state's climate change program, Cap and Trade. Every year, the legislature and governor must divvy up billions of dollars in funds collected through Cap and Trade. Proposition 70 would change that vote from a simple majority to a two-thirds vote, but just once, in 2024. Basically, it could allow Republican lawmakers to weigh in on how the funds are being used. They could have leverage, for instance, to end funding for the high-speed rail program. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Well, you can find these stories and others at krcb.org/news, and be sure to check out our digital coverage of tomorrow night's election returns at krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.